For years, the Ninilchik tribe has been seeking, and last week was granted, approval to use a more effective method of catching its subsistence allocation of Kenai River sockeye salmon. The change in gear type has raised concerns about its take of king salmon, a fishery that has been in decline for several years. KBBI's Stacia Eaton has more.
Rather than dip netting, the Ninilchik Traditional Council can now set a gill net. From the Swiftwater launch site in Soldotna, tribal member Daniel Reynolds heads out on the Kenai with two other NTC employees. They're setting out a net that's anchored to a tree on land.
We're on the Kenai River. We're going to go down to Moose Meadows Range and put a 20-foot net out. We'll see how it goes.
Reynolds sets the 5.25-inch mesh net, tossing a metal anchor followed by a 60-pound sandbag into the river. Then extends the net across a section of river, tying the opposite end of the rope to a tree branch on the bank. It's not long before Reynolds walks the net and pulls out a large sockeye and tosses it into a container on the boat. Followed by another and another. The spectacle of a net on the Kenai attracts attention of guides and local fishermen who pull up close to take photos. Some question whether the fishery is legal. Soon, a State of Alaska park ranger, Melissa Smith, pulls up in her boat and wades over to check things out.
How you doing? You guys caught a few today, huh?
She returns with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife law enforcement supervisor who seems to find everything in order. Approval came after a lawsuit filed in 2015. On July 27th, the Federal Subsistence Board approved the tribe's emergency special action request to operate a community subsistence gillnet fishery on the Kenai. NTC is fishing on behalf of the entire community under a federal law passed in 1980 that allows rural residents to participate in subsistence activities on federal lands and waters.
ANILCA was the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, and it did a lot of things, but one of the things it did was establish a federal subsistence system, which gives priority use to rural residents. So it's not a native or a non-native issue, it's a rural community issue.
That's Ivan Enseleski, executive director of NTC.
We're just absolutely elated. It's so many of us have fought for so long. Like I said, this has been going on for over a decade.
There's no shortage of sockeye salmon in the Kenai River. Last year's run of sockeye was 3.6 million, and the upper end of the escapement goal, 1.4 million, was met. But the early king salmon fishery was closed last year due to low returns, and restrictions continued this year. The early run of Kenai River kings this year was nearly 10,000 fish, exceeding the escapement goal. The later run, which the tribe is fishing, is doing better as well, with about 16,500 kings returned as of July 31st, about the halfway point for the upper end of the escapement goal. In 2015, in the Kenai River, sport fishermen took nearly 4,000 late-run king salmon. Commercial fishermen took approximately 7,000, and dipnet personal use, 66 fish. The tribe has allotted 2,000 sockeye and 1,000 kings, and voluntarily agreed to restrict their take of late-run king salmon this season to just 50. As of July 31st, they caught 33 sockeye and no kings. In Ninilchik, the fishermen deliver all 18 of the day's catch to community members who signed up to receive them. Jeff and Sandy Olson have lived in Ninilchik for 15 years. The Olsons are not tribal members, but they did apply for a permit to have the tribe fish for them.
My husband had a stroke and I'm legally blind, so I don't get around so much. So it's nice to have the fish.
A single-person household can receive 25 sockeye, with 5 more fish for each additional household member. Sport, commercial, and recreational fishermen are united in their opposition to the tribe setting their gill net for subsistence. Other rural communities allowed to subsistence fish in the Kenai, like Cooper Landing and Hope, oppose subsistence gill netting too. U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesperson Andrea Medeiros says the agency remains concerned about the impact that Ninilchik's net could have on king salmon.
We do, though, have concerns about that gear type. In that area, it's the spawning ground for early run Chinook. The gill net that they're using, gill nets are non-discriminate, so we feel that there's a risk to not only the Chinook, but other species that may be in that area.
Daryl Williams, Resource and Environment Department Director for the tribe, says the ruling set strict rules, especially for kings.
There are limits on the fish that we can catch. If we catch Chinook, we take age, sex, and genetic samples and send them in for study to help provide information about the fishery. We haven't caught a Chinook yet.
The special action allows the tribe to operate the subsistence gillnet fishery in the federal waters of the Moose Range Meadows for the next 2 weeks until August 15th. Any future subsistence gillnet fishing will have to be approved. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.